Sometimes, of course, we don't have to work that hard to find the humor in the news. Sometimes it seems as if the newsmakers are going out of their way to make it easy for us. Here's an example from last June with panelists Charlie Pierce, Sue Ellicott, and Tom Baudet. Tom, Greenpeace, the militant environmental organization, put out a press release condemning nuclear power recently, but maybe they released it a bit prematurely because it read, and I quote from the press release, "In the 20 years since the Chernobyl tragedy, the world's worst nuclear accident, there have been nearly what?" Complete the quote.
There have been nearly, this was a mistake they made?
Let me help you get it. It's hard to guess, but if you were Greenpeace putting out a press release, what sort of thing would you say there?
There have been at least,
This is what it says. In the 20 years since the Chernobyl tragedy, the world's worst nuclear accident, there have been nearly fill-in alarmist and Armageddonist factoid here, unquote.
I think someone at Greenpeace just went on early summer vacation.
Yeah, well,
someone's spending more time with their family.
President Bush came to Pennsylvania this week to advocate for nuclear power, and Greenpeace was ready with, it turns out, a kind of tree-hugging version of Mad Libs.
That is so much better, that quote, than anything we could have thought up.
That's what I wanted. The embarrassed spokesman who put out the release said that the fill-in language was, you know, a staffer's joke, and it was released mistakenly. He said, quote, "Given the seriousness of the issue at hand, I don't even think it's funny." To which we say, "Fill in derisive disagreement here."